In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When you're at a wedding and you see a happy young couple that's being united in marriage, there's not any doubt that they desire to chart out a future together that's going to be a happy one. They see a future that's bright, and it's hard to imagine that a marriage that begins that way would end in divorce, but unfortunately this happens, and it's not a rare thing in our time. So why is it that marriages go off the rails? Happy marriages are not a matter of luck, and I think that that's the way that it's often discussed in popular culture, that basically it's the luck of the draw. And obviously, who you wind up being married to does have some impact, because if you make bad choices, it could be very difficult. But that's something to think about on the front end. But once you're in the marriage, you're kind of stuck, as the saying goes, and you want to make the best of it. So how do you do that? Well, a marriage requires work, and it requires prioritization. It requires wisdom, and it also, a Christian marriage requires that Christ be the center of the home. Most of us understand that when we're trying to get married, we have to work. We know that we can't just dress like a slob and show up any way we want and maybe not show any interest in actually doing anything with the person we're interested in. It's not likely to result in them saying, gee, I want to get married to you. So we realize that we have to put work on the front end. But after the marriage, in many cases, people think, okay, well, the work is done. Well, the thing is, the work is not going to be the same. You're not going to be going out on a date every night, but you do need to work on maintaining the relationship. And that requires that you prioritize your relationship. After your relationship with God, your relationship with your spouse comes next in your priorities, before your parents, before even your children. And especially when we talk about prioritizing your spouse above your children, a lot of people would think, well, gee, that doesn't seem right. Children are so important. We love our children. Well, we certainly do, but the thing is the marriage is what is the basis of the home. And so if the marriage falls apart, then what kind of a home are the children going to be raised in? That's the reason why it's a higher priority. It's not that you don't love your children. It's because you do love your children that you should prioritize your marriage and do everything you can to make it work. Maintaining your marriage is not a selfish thing, because when a marriage falls apart, it ripples through every relationship that you have. It winds up causing all kinds of pain and alienation. People who were connected to each other because you were married suddenly are alienated because you're no longer married. So it's the least selfish thing you can do to prioritize your marriage and try to maintain that marriage for the sake of your spouse, for the sake of your children, for the sake of all of your extended family and friends. Because on the one end, a happy marriage binds people together, and a marriage that comes to an end winds up causing alienation, pain, and separation. In the book of Proverbs, we hear, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands." You might ask, well, why is the King Solomon picking on women here? Well, I think the reason why he thinks of women when he's talking about building up a house is because women really are the heart of the home. Women are not usually the ones that get out there and get a hammer and nails and put the house together, but they are the ones that make that house, once it's constructed, into a home. Men are usually focused on things that are outside of the home, but they're doing so, if they're living right, in order to bring back to the house and the family those things that are necessary for the maintenance and well-being of the family. But on one level, this proverb really is true of both the husband and the wife, because when it comes to whether or not a marriage is going to be successful, if we're wise, we're going to build up our home. And we do that first and foremost by building up our spouse rather than tearing them down, by focusing on doing what is best for our spouse rather than for ourselves. We all naturally want to live in a house where love is. We want to be able to come home to a place where we don't feel like things are more tense, where things are more unpleasant than they were throughout the day. We want to come home to a place where we feel the warmth and the love of those that are nearest and dearest to us, and that is what a family can provide. But the paradox is that you're not going to have that kind of a home by focusing on how you can have that kind of a home for yourself. You have to have a focus that's trying to build up that home for the sake of your spouse and for the sake of your children. When you're seeking the good of other people, that's how you wind up with that kind of a home. But if you're focused just on yourself, that's how you wind up tearing down a home like that with your own hands. You hold the key to the happiness of your spouse, and they hold the key to your happiness. No one can make you happier than your spouse can, and it's also true that no one can make you more miserable than your spouse can. The key is to not be foolish and tear down your own home with your own hands because you're being selfish and you're not seeking the good of your spouse and of your family, but to instead work to build up your home by building up your spouse, and then you can have the kind of marriage that you hope for on your wedding day. Amen.